Welcome to Pwned. This is your host, Justin Fimlade. And today we are talking about artificial intelligence and the vulnerability that it might be creating for your organization. As always, this episode is sponsored by New Harbor Security. If you're looking for an end-to-end provider of security solutions and services and a partner that actually gives it, check us out at www.newharborsecurity.com. Okay, so today we're talking about artificial intelligence, and the question on the table is artificial intelligence a vulnerability for your organization? If you've been in the security market for more than 5 minutes, you'll see that every product vendor is offering some variation of artificial intelligence, machine learning, or blockchain in order to prevent the next zero-day attack or persistent threat actor. For anybody in the market looking to buy security technologies, the waters are muddy at best. Many products will use the same language to describe their products. Many claim to use artificial intelligence. Many claim to use some other shiny gizmo, and others use fancy marketing lingo like zero trust in order to gain consumer confidence. As a consumer, it's incredibly difficult to differentiate products. And in most cases, the only objective measure is price, which leads to a proliferation of half security solutions. If you do a quick Google of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence with your favorite term, endpoint, firewall, or whatever, you'll quickly be overloaded by marketing fluff. And in my case, reaching out for another alcoholic beverage to ease the pain. Now, before I go too much further, what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence refers to the simulation of human intelligence in machines that are programmed to think like humans and mimic their actions. The term artificial intelligence may also be applied to any machine that exhibits traits associated with a human mind, such as learning and problem solving. The ideal characteristic of artificial intelligence is its ability to rationalize and take actions that have the best chance of achieving a specific goal. When most people hear the term artificial intelligence, the first thing they usually think of is robots. That's because big budget films and novels weave their stories into human-like machines that wreak havoc on Earth. But the truth is, nothing could be further from the truth. Artificial intelligence is based on the principle that human intelligence can be defined in a way that machines can easily mimic it and execute tasks, from the most simple to those that are even the most complex. The goal of artificial intelligence include learning, reasoning, and perception. A key point worth highlighting is artificial intelligence is not intended to replace human thinking, human emotion, or seemingly irrational behaviors that only humans can display. It is an accumulation of decisions with bounded data sets, which an automated decision can easily be made or a subsequent task performed. So let me give another example. Artificial intelligence has been part of our collective landscape for a very long time. One of the more recent examples is in the early 1990s when IBM came out with the Deep Blue computer, which defeated the great chess champion Garry Kasparov. If you were old enough to remember the buzz around Deep Blue, it was the next coming of artificial intelligence and automation. Most people were slightly quizzical because, let's face it, no one could really explain how Deep Blue worked, and by most people's measure, it was considered magic. Deep Blue used a very brute force method at chess. At each step of the game, it looked at possible legal moves that could be played and went ahead to explore each and every move to see what would and could happen. It would keep exploring move after move, forming this kind of huge decision tree of thousands of different moves. And then it would come back along that tree, observing which moves seemed most likely to bring a positive result. But what do we mean by positive result? Deep Blue had many carefully designed chess strategies built into it by expert chess players to help it make better decisions. For example, how to decide whether to protect the king or get advantage elsewhere. They, IBM, made a specific evaluation algorithm for this sole purpose and to compare how advantageous or disadvantageous different board positions were based on programmed, expert, and documented chess strategies. Finally, Deep Blue would carefully calculate its move. And on the next turn, Deep Blue goes through the whole process again. And when you really think about the advancement, wasn't in artificial intelligence. It was actually the hardware that was supporting the processing of the algorithm. The hardware had to be advanced enough in order to process all the possible combinations over and over and over again. And today, the same technology exists in a simple handheld phone or calculator. Artificial intelligence isn't artificial because it's doing real things, and artificial intelligence isn't intelligent because it's just doing tasks that humans programmed it to do. In the 1990s, many would consider Deep Blue the next coming of artificial intelligence, but today, not so much, as this title's passed to IBM's Watson. Deep Blue, as well as another form of intelligence, falls into the victim was called the AI effect, which basically means that machines become increasingly capable. Tasks that are considered to require intelligence are often removed from the definition of artificial intelligence, which is in turn called the AI effect. There's an author by the name of Pamela McCorduck who once said, as part of the history of the field of artificial intelligence, that every time someone figured out how to make a computer do something, play good at checkers, solve simple but relatively informal problems, there was a chorus of critics to say, that's not actually thinking. There's also an AIS researcher by the name of Rodney Brooks who made the statement that every time we figure out a piece of artificial intelligence, it stops becoming magic. And that's when we say, oh, it's just a computation. Now, let's bring this back to cybersecurity technology. Most vendors mash the term artificial intelligence into marketing fluff next to blockchain, machine learning, and zero trust. I've even seen vendors go so far as to claim that artificial intelligence stops the next zero-day attack. Based on everything we've just covered, this seems to be a bold claim. As we know, artificial intelligence requires known data inputs for the purposes of decision-making. If a zero-day attack has been introduced for the first time, the data inputs are unknown. So can you really say that artificial intelligence can reliably and consistently block a zero-day attack? At the end of the day, any progressive attack has a live human operator on the other end, and that operator is human with human emotion that guides oftentimes irrational and unpredictable behavior on behalf of that attack operator. No artificial intelligence program can trap human emotion, actions, and reactions. And from earlier, we know that this actually is not the intent of artificial intelligence. So what's the issue? It's the bold claim that artificial intelligence blocks and defends against all types of cyber attacks. The day will come, and maybe it already has, that a wide-scale zero-day attack arrives and no one's security technology can identify it. Artificial intelligence's biggest vulnerability is that we trust it to be true. All right, this is Justin, and this was our episode on artificial intelligence and vulnerabilities for your organization. On our next episode, we're going to be talking about why government is such a good target for ransomware. As always, thank you to New Harbor Security for sponsoring this fantastic podcast. And if you're looking for an end-to-end provider of security solutions and a partner that actually gives a shit, please visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. We want to hear from you, and you can reach us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com, pwned@newharborsecurity.com. This is Justin, and I'm out.